No brag, just fact.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs. Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream sat one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge. Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of a Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a many shell over the top of an old dog, and it backed a burglar down when grandma took the safety off. Granddaddy's gun is just a double barrel 12. The stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. It wouldn't mean what it means to me to no one. I can hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. Like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. He taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. And one of these days I'll pass it on to my son. Granddaddy's gun. He handed it to me on the day I turned 13. With a half-shot box of shells and a kit to keep it clean.
money, but it damn sure ain't for sale.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in.
Uh-oh, here he comes again. Here's Cope with the shooting bench.
I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns.
You know what's good for you. Stay tuned for 100% Gun Talk, coming up right now.
44 spoke, and he sent letting smoke. 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather. Beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart.
The views expressed in the following broadcast are not necessarily those of Just Measured Radio or the owners or sponsors thereof. Any and all mention of laws, ordinances, or policies are not to be construed as legal advice or necessarily all-inclusive. The listener bears all responsibility in verifying this information. Be advised that this broadcast may be inflammatory to those with thin skin, limp wrists, and room temperature IQs. Furthermore, the statements expressed by the host may contain information of California to inspire free thinking and may promote unexpected growth of testicles and backbone. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, there we go. I keep forgetting to fix that. Welcome to the shooting bench. It is the 16th of April. It's a Thursday, of course. And I have to apologize for the last couple of nights here. We've had a lot of problems. Had a lot of sound troubles night before last.
As an uncle, I think.
And last night. Hang on. Last night where we were. My sister and her husband are fixing to move, and they'd already shut off their Wi-Fi. We had no way to do the show, so I have to apologize for that, and I'm sorry about that. We don't do that very often. So when we do, I hate it. I don't like it at all. So, hey, Phoenix Percenter made it in here with us tonight. Good to see you, buddy. Who else we got? Let me check and see if we got any. Got a bunch of old-timers there. Outlaw Diesel's getting to be a regular fixture there. Northwest Heavy made it in again. Eddie Crump's getting to be an old-timer. Let's see. Got one anonymous. Looks like most everybody else here has been here for a while, so there's no need to name everybody. Ordinarily, this is supposed to be, on Thursday nights, is supposed to be a gun-related show, and we are going to talk about some gun stuff, but I tell you what, there are things right now going on that are more important, and I don't know the answers to all this stuff, but I do have a lot of questions. So, Hopper, now, I'm not sure if he's able to listen or if he's here. Not sure exactly, but he's posting in the chat room, so not sure there. Good to see you, Hopper. This Walmart thing is starting to concern me. I've thought of different ways to justify that. And I'm going to tell you something that I am not a fan of. And that is every damn time some little old something comes up, every time somebody sees a truckload of military vehicles going down the road or some on a train or something, they're automatically, it's all about martial law and just stop already. All right. Use your head. Think a little bit. There's, we don't have any idea. I'm not saying, and I've never said, that that's not what they're going to do. What I'm saying is you don't know what they're going to do. Oh, this is going to happen, and they're going to declare martial law, and they're going to do. I saw a truck with signs in it that said, you know what? You need to grow up is what you need to do. And when you have facts, and when you can positively say, preferably with something to back it up, then, you know, we'll listen to you. But we can't, I get so tired of people, you know, everything that comes up is martial law. Is there a possibility or a likelihood of martial law in this country in the near, in the future? Possibility, absolutely. Likelihood, yeah, probably. Every time you see a Bradley on a truck in Los Angeles, does that mean they're gearing up for martial law? Well, I can't say that it's not, but you can't say that it is. You know, we can only assume, and you know what assume does. So we need to, and I've told some other guys this here just very recently, we have to stay focused. We have to see what the real, what the clear and present danger is, and it's not an imaginary action, imaginary vehicles, imaginary exercises, imaginary. We need to, sure, there's a lot of that stuff we need to keep an eye on. Absolutely. I'm all for it. Salute reports. We need to turn those in whenever time you see something that might be a little bit strange. We'll file it away with some of the other stuff. But, it, you know, just because you see that stuff doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. It takes away from what we're supposed to be doing. It takes away from our ability to focus on the real problems. Now, whatever the real problems may be at the time, somebody jumped on me on Facebook the other day about moving away from one thing that was happening in Oregon that had calmed down for the time being. Okay, it's calming down right now. It's not escalating at the moment when we were talking about this. And, okay, it's no longer my focus. It has moved back in to the storage facility where I can check on it once in a while and see what's going on. But there are other things that are happening that are real. This is about the time that another event was coming up in Oregon. This is about the time that the Walmart started closing. So I didn't need to waste any time and energy and resources any longer. I didn't need to sit on Facebook and tell everybody that, you know, this terrible thing's happening in Oregon. It's done for right now. Even if it starts back up tomorrow. Even if it starts back up tomorrow or tonight. But right now it's done. Right now it's not the top of my list. There are other things that's coming up. And if I need to go back to that one, you know what? I can go back to it in the blink of an eye. Poof! Automatically it becomes my foremost concern. And that's true with anything. Every day, we have to stay focused on the real problems. I am not going to waste one, other than what I'm about to say right now, I'm not going to waste a moment on contrails, chemtrails, whatever you want to call them. Why? Am I saying that they're not real? No. But I am saying that there ain't a thing in the world that I can do about it. You know, we can petition. What are we going to do? Storm the airport and poke holes in the tires so they can't take off? You know, throw chickens in the jet engines or something? I don't know. What are we going to do about it? We need to focus on the things that we have that we can have some effect on. And chemtrails ain't it. There's a ton of other things that we can worry about. Now let's go back. let's think about this Walmart thing here a little bit. I said that if this continued to escalate, it may be a problem. Well, you know what? It may be a problem anyway. I just found out earlier today, that several of these Walmarts. Now, this is funny that, you know, we talked yesterday about what one possibility would be, and one possibility would be asbestos in a few of the latest stores. Well, they come out today and said that all of these stores were built between 1994 and 2004. So that it absolutely eliminates the possibility of asbestos in the plumbing stuff, you know, the transite pipe and stuff like that. So, well, I won't say it absolutely eliminated. There could be a unethical plumber out there somewhere that snuck a little bit in, but in five states, four states, probably not. So we've pretty well ruled that out, and now we find out, you know, in the first place, it seems a little suspicious that all of these Walmarts are going down for plumbing at the same time, and it's going to take 6 months to fix all of them. So all of that makes us a little suspicious, but now not one of these Walmarts, so far as this investigative team can find out, has applied for permits to fix this stuff. Yeah, when you live in town, you got to have permits for everything. You got to have permits to go do any major stuff like this. So not only are there no permits have been applied for or anything, but there's a person at the, which one was this? This was in Midland, Texas, at one of the tax places. You know, Walmart always has these little kiosks in there where they have, you know, cell phones and brownies and whatever and tax services during the right time of year. Well, this one had been in this one Walmart since 2012. She said they went in there and told her that they got to be out of the store by 5 o'clock. Goodness, my throat cleared here. Said she had to be out of the store by 5 o'clock, and this particular manager, not of the store but of the tax service, said that she's worked in there since 2012, used the restroom daily, and has never seen a plumber working in the store or witnessed any plumbing problem whatsoever. And today, in Brandon, Florida, no plumbers or contractors could yet be seen. And I also saw a video where another guy had gone in the day that all these closed, yesterday, and saw that there were two cops setting, two cars setting at the entrance of the Walmart in Tulsa. And they said then they were there all night. So are they worried about, vandalism? Are they worried about a terrorist attack? Or are they worried about somebody finding out the truth? And we know that Walmart has, and this is for a long time, Walmart has had a contract with DHS. That's nothing new. But it, what does it have to do with these shutting down? Well, we can't say with any degree of certainty anything, but it does look a little suspicious. With no plumbing permits, no plumbing problems that anybody has seen. And why is it that other than some type of a chemical problem or something, why is it that we have 5 hours notice to shut the store down and you're all fired? You're all laid off. Well, that, this whole plumbing permit thing and all that just seems a little, it's just added to my concerns of why this is going on. So we'll probably it's not for detention camps. I think that is I think that's silly. If if you really wanted to step out on a limb and look way out there, yeah, maybe they could do that to pick up some of the loud mouths out there, some of the people that cause the most problems. Who would it be? You know, we don't know what any of the conservative talk show hosts, whether it's on shows like this one or the TV or militia leaders or a combination of all the above and putting them in these places. Yeah, okay. It's a possibility. It could be done that way. But to think that this is all, I think that would be I think that that would be foolish to start with. Because when all of these leaders and all of these big names, all these loudmouths, all these authors and all these video makers and whatever that's causing the most concern, if those were all to disappear, what do you think everybody else is going to do? Oh, we better be quiet. We better hush. We better turn in our guns. They're going to come get us next. Do you not think that there are at least some people out there that would look and say, you know what, this is it, guys. This is what we've been preparing for. This is what we've thought about all this time. And now it's time to put it into action. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know if they would or not. I suppose maybe we'll find out soon enough. But I don't believe that this has anything to do. They may be used as indoor camps in such a way for the people that are involved in this exercise in Jade Helm 15. I doubt that. I can't see how it would be logical at all to take a store with that much inventory and that many people and do all that just so guys would have a place to camp out for a few weeks. That doesn't make any sense. So it's going to be interesting to see. I know that there's a lot of people coast to coast, or at least in, coast to coast, California to Florida, and California and Florida, Texas, and Oklahoma that are looking to see what they can find out there. Many, I don't know. I'd have to look at a map and see. Somebody might check on that. Look, I don't believe the one in California is. Tulsa is definitely not. Tulsa is on Memorial and Admiral, and I used to live just off the traffic circle of Admiral Boulevard, so I know that there's, that's a little ways from the interstate there. So, Mountain Shooter, that is an old one you were listening to. By golly, that was a while back. That had to have been 13, not 14. That had to have been the 12th of September 2013, because that would have been about when Jim Fleming was here with us. So, okay. I know which one you're probably talking about there, Snuff Dipper, an old Army base, pretty busy. There's no question that there's something going on. I just think that we need to, all of us need to set back, take a deep breath, and get off the damn martial law stuff, and let's find out what's really going on. And if our investigation leads us to something like that, then we'll worry about it then. But if we go into the investigation or go into this thinking that we've already got all the answers and this is what's happening, then it's counterproductive. It's not going to do anything for us. So we need to just put that on a back burner, all that martial law stuff. You know, like I said, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying you don't know that just because you see military vehicles and all this stuff going on. You don't know that there's other exercises going on. You don't know that those aren't going somewhere for maintenance. You don't know that they're going to Fort Irwin to practice or to, they've been built, refurbished, painted, whatever, and going to a military base somewhere. Unless you're going to follow the train and see where it unloads and get some video of it, then stop with the martial law stuff already, would you? Jeez. We got too many real things to worry about here and not let ourselves get overwhelmed with this other stuff. I do think we are having some problems. I really do. I feel more now than like that now than I ever have. So, anyway, I don't know if you guys saw this. It's not a gun related thing, but it's I feel obligated here to mention this anyway. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Height, he was one of the last of the Doolittle Raiders, the Doolittle Tokyo Raiders, Yeah, just died a couple of weeks ago at the age of 95. And I thought I'd throw that in there just for heck of it. I saw a guy today. I went down to the place where my mom is, and went down there to have breakfast with her, and I saw a guy sitting over there by himself, and he's got his walker and got his Korea hat on and everything, and I looked at him two or three times, and I just felt, you know, one of those feelings that you just can't ignore, you know, and so I got up and went over there, I said, he said, I appreciate you being there for us, and I appreciate your service and all that. I told him my uncle was in, served in Korea, and he said, yeah, I was in Korea and Okinawa in Japan, and he said, boy, when it come time to get out of there, he said I just had all of it I could stand. I've had a belly full of it, and I said, yeah, it's not glamorous, is it? He said, no, it's not. And he said, some of these guys that think right now that that's what we need to do, I sure feel sorry for them. I sure hope they think long and hard before they do anything stupid. You know? So evidently, he seems to be keeping up with what's going on in the world, you know, in spite of where he's at and everything. So I just felt, it's just one of those things, and I just felt like I had to go up and talk to him, shook his hand, and he was remarkably, you know, alert and on point with everything there. So let's see. And you know what, C7, you know, you got a point there. You got a point. That's a possibility. So the activities in Mexico, Snuff Differ said, there's what has happened there recently, we find out that there's a what they say is an ISIS camp there 8 miles from El Paso. We talked about that a little bit night before last, and that's probably not anything real new. I think it's probably been a cartel or maybe even possibly even Al Qaeda camp for some time. It's not brand new, but apparently there were some people that had a meeting on this in Juarez today, and apparently DHS was not invited from the stories that we got. So I don't know what's going on with that or if it's even true, but could be an issue. Outlaw Diesel's got some intel for us there. The latest on the Brandon, Florida location. Refrigerated trucks are moving product to other stores in the Tampa area. We've got patriots out there watching that kind of stuff and keeping an eye on it for us. Well, you know, I would expect that if they're closing down the store, certainly they're going to move all these refrigerated stuff, get over there. There's going to be a big sale because, number one, they're going to be overstocked. Number two, it's going to be getting close to outdated. So they're going to have a hell of a sale. If you could run to Tampa right now and get in on that, it'd probably be a real good deal. But it tells us that obviously whatever they're closing it down for, if it's closed for 6 months, they can't keep the refrigerated, you know, the perishable stuff there. So that's going to have to be moved. But that just adds to the questions there. You know, they're getting in there and moving this stuff out. It would seem to me, but yeah, this is the practical, logical, common sense side of me, which is probably both sides actually, and a lot of the middle. If I were going to close down something that makes $1 million a day or whatever it is, for a plumbing problem, you know, the day that we shut down, I'm going to have plumbers there. There's going to be contractors, plumbers. We're going to have the permits. We're going to be ready to go. And if we need to tear that floor up, then we need to be getting the damn floor tore up. If there's refrigerated trucks there moving the refrigerated stuff, that's all well and good. That needs to happen. But over there in the dry goods area, you know, around the socks and the underwear and stuff, we're going to go ahead and start jackhammering that floor up, start peeling the tile back. We're going to get that done right now because there's something wrong and we're shut down and I'm losing money. So why is all this happening in this sequence? I don't get it. I don't hear many just posted a link to that story I was talking about a while ago about the having the meeting in Juarez to talk about this ISIS thing, and DHS didn't get an invite. You know, I don't invite DHS to my meetings either. So, you know, that's not surprising. Okay. Well, we're past break time here. So let me find something. I gotta take a deep breath. You know, Amy said that we just got here for her show. She was not kidding. We were hauling nalgas across the state there. And we come in here at about 9 minutes till. And I was hoping, I mean, we come screaming in here, and my computer was in the truck and everything, and I was hoping that everything was going to go well and I could get, it almost did. Everything went pretty well except for I couldn't get my chat and stuff up. I got it now. I had to, while Amy was talking, I had to redo a bunch of stuff there and reload some, what do you call them, flash players and whatnot. So anyway, we made it, and Gauntlet just made it in there. That's good. All right, let's take a little break, and I'll be back here in 4 or 5 minutes. 6, 7 minutes, 8 or 9 minutes, hour or so, I don't know. I'll be back pretty quick.
Just don't play the secret safe with the NSA. And God, we
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me
there. All right, we're back. The you know, another thing that we say that the late night edition of the Shooting Bench is good for is militia discussion. And you know, our I was going to say our worst fears are coming to light here. It's really not. It's been fully expected, and the same things happening here that happens every time there's any type of an exercise or anything. And this is why the militias cannot now and probably won't until they're practically decimated get together and work together. Because, as I told you, I don't know how many hundred times, everybody wants to be boss. Everybody wants to take over. Everybody wants to be the person that the news people come to. Everybody wants to be the guy that says they're that they were the leader. They were the ones that were instrumental in leading the charge that took over whatever, you know. And it's just, and we're seeing that in everything that's happened. We've seen it. We saw it at Bundy Ranch. We've seen it in Oregon. I thought Bundy Ranch was going to turn out to be pretty good, and then towards the end, it really went to pot on us. And we're starting to see the same thing in Oregon now. And that is people wanting to take credit for things they have not done, for other people wanting to be the boss when they're not, even when they've been told that they're not, even they've been told in public that they're not. And we have other larger organizations coming in and just assuming that because they have a national name and a large urban organization that they are automatically going to be the chief cook and bottle washer there, head dog on the totem pole. And if we could just get a structure of some kind in a where we have a coalition or a handful of people that come up there and say, you know what, let's do this, and everybody falls in behind them and says, okay, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do that. Let's do it together. Let's do it as a team. Let's do it as Americans. Let's do it as the militia. Let's don't do it as me. And C7 and a few of you that's been around with me for a while, one of the things that that ticks me off so bad are these superintendents on construction jobs that says, I built that bridge. I built that. You know, no, you didn't. You sat on your fat ass in the office and watched out the window and drank coffee while 600 other people built that bridge. That's what happened with that bridge. If you can't say we, then as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to work for you. It just seems to me like a natural thing when we have a lot of people working on something. We did this, all of us. You know, as I said, when I was a superintendent on those bridges and stuff in Atlanta, we built those. Yeah, I was a superintendent. I was the guy that told everybody what to do. But I didn't do near as much as some of those other guys did. Most I'd do is get on a tractor or something once in a while or something like that. But I walk from one end of the tunnel to the other and make sure everything was going like it was supposed to be going. And that was about the size of it. So I may have been instrumental in helping get it done, but I sure wasn't the guy that did it. And some of these groups need to get together. Everybody, there's going to be enough to go around, folks. I promise you that. Everybody's going to get a slice of the pie. Every damn buddy's going to get a chance to be, get their name in the history books. And if unless you want to go down just being a blithering idiot and a freaking jerk, then back off and let some of the people with experience and knowledge and common sense get in there and get things lined out. I know a guy that I wish was in charge of all of this. It's not me. He's strong, got a lot of common sense, and he's a damn fine militia leader. And I know a few of them, as a matter of fact, but the ones that are causing the most problems right now are not any of them. And without naming names, I can't get too much deeper into that, but that's the way I feel. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I just noticed that I was scrolling through here, and I just happened to notice I'm going to have to respond to this here afterwards. Somebody said, well, I guess I'm going to have to boycott Costco now. You know what? If you're a gun owner, why don't you pay attention to the places that you do business at? Why don't you look and see? Why are you shopping at Costco anyway? Why don't you look and see what their policies are and see what you can do? I get it that some people have a Costco and there's nothing else for, 100 miles away. Well, that's up to you. For me, I'll drive the 100 miles. I am not doing business with people that have a policy, a written policy, that goes against against the grain, against my beliefs. A guy said, we just had a new thing on Tim McGraw come out. Him and that little bimbo he's married to, they're going to do a concert here for an anti-gun group. Well, we know that... we know that that he's an Obama supporter. We already know him and his bimbo both. We already know that. And now they're going a step farther and actually literally participating in an anti-gun rally. Not a rally, but a concert thing there. So you should know the people that you listen to, the people that you watch, the people that you give money, do business to, the doctors you go to. Sometimes you can't help that. If you're going to VA doctors and stuff, you're pretty limited in the choices that you have. And if you want to stay alive, you have to do what you have to do. And I understand that, and I support that. But if you choose your doctor just because he's good or she's good looking or whatever and charges fair prices and they're only three doors down from where you live but you find out they're anti-gun, but there's another doctor with the same prices, does the same thing, that's pro-gun on the other side of town or neutral, then why aren't you going to the one on the other side of town? I don't get it. We have got to start voting with our wallets here a little bit. Look at the places that you, the restaurants you go to, the bars you go to, the churches you go to, everything. Don't frequent the ones, don't spend money in the ones that are trying to... take your rights away. I got this guy that was talking about Tim McGraw today, and he said, you know what? I don't approve of what he's doing. I don't like him. I don't support him for that, but he's not a traitor. I said, what the hell is he then? If you have someone that is... Now, he can have his opinion. I don't care if he likes guns or not. I don't care if he doesn't have any guns. I don't care if he don't want me to have guns. That's okay. That's his right. He has a constitutional right to do whatever he wants. And he has a right to put on his other, have his rally and his concert and all that stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, once he starts doing it for money and uses that money and trying to get organizations to supporting these organizations that are taking away constitutional rights, then he's a traitor. He's there's just no other way to put it. Argued back and forth with this guy. Well, I didn't either. I put one post on there. I said, I vehemently disagree with you. I said, if he's doing all this stuff, he's a traitor. You know what? They found his, they found Tim McGraw's daughter's Facebook page. What a cutie she is, too. Wow. And she's on there. She's underage, so I guess she's 16, 17 years old and whatever. And she had, yeah, it's Outlaw Diesel. Just put that up there. I just seen it pop up. She had a Facebook page out there, and she's holding guns and smiling, and she's happy and having a big time. Well, the page got removed the same day. It got discovered and made it out on the news media, and they took the page down. So he's a hypocrite. He's a traitor. And you can bet that I'm not spending a dime with him. But I wish that all of you, not only most of you on the chat room, from what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've talked to you, most of you have about the same attitude that I do about this, and you try to avoid these places. Go one step further. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Don't just quit going there. Make a big deal out of it. Why do you quit going there? You know, it doesn't cost anything to send in letters to the editor. And just because they don't publish it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't agree with it or they're anti-gun. Sometimes, especially in bigger towns, they just get way too many to put in. Yours may or may not be chosen. Send it again next week. Send letters in there and tell them why you're not going and encourage other people to do the same thing. You may get a little bit of backlash if you start naming private businesses and names locally. It certainly doesn't hurt anything to name big names like Costco and Red Robin and Starbucks and stuff like that. But what you can do, it would be more professional of you. Say, okay, you've got a guy that runs a hardware store down here. He's a good old boy. He's been in the community for 35 years. So probably it's in your best interest not to name him. But you can say, you know, that I don't take my business to places that, you know, regardless of whether they are local or national chains or whatever, that I don't take my business there. There are no exceptions to that. No matter who you are, how long you've been here, what kind of a store you run, I do not do business with people that don't support my constitutional rights. All of my constitutional rights. Now, if you disagree with me, that's okay. Do I mind it? Yeah, of course. I wish you wouldn't. You shouldn't disagree with me. But I'm okay with it because that's your constitutional right. It is not your constitutional right as far as I'm concerned because it makes you a traitor to spend money and trying to take my rights away. It makes you a traitor. I don't like you. I hope you get run over by a truck. Well, it's that simple. Okay. God damn, I just wasn't planning on... I get off on these things once in a while. I just get off on a damn tangent, and then there's just no bringing it back. You know what I mean? But there's sometimes you just feel like...
Hello, infidel. Infidel, phone ringing. Oh, yes, infidel. Pick up the phone. It could be Allah calling. Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up. Pick up the phone. Oh, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Pick up the phone.
Yeah, that's, sometimes you just feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. Okay, there was something else here. Oh, we had a story that I'm going to get rid of this one right quick. here is a kid. This was in McDonald's. 18-year-old kid in here waving a gun around. It was in Ohio, waving a gun around inside the McDonald's. And he was 18 years old, so he has a handgun. So probably, I don't know what Ohio's laws are, but probably he wasn't supposed to have that handgun. You know, federal law says it's okay for him to own one at 18 years old, but state laws sometimes prohibit that. But anyway, what's the first thing he did? What's the first thing you do when somebody fixes a good dinner? What's the first thing you do when your cat does a trick? You go put it on Facebook. Yeah, that's what happened. Little idiot went out there and put it on Facebook, and it led to... Took the cops right to him. The gun still had four live rounds in it when they caught him. It was a Cobra 380. Cobra's made up in Utah, I believe. And he just turned 18 the 1st of April. Thought he was a big boy now. And a week earlier, he would have been a juvenile. It would have been a whole different ball game. He's still got some serious issues to face, but not quite as bad as it would have been if he'd have been 17. But anyway... Okay, well, coming up here this weekend, I have Personal Defense Handgun 1 and CCW class coming up, 17th and 18th. And the following weekend is our awesome medical class, our battlefield medic class. You guys need to understand what that class is about. It's not a first aid class. It's not an EMT class. It's what they call ditch medicine. Some people call it gutter medicine. It's a last ditch thing when there is no 911. There's no one to call. The only thing that stands between you and your team member's death, or between death and your team member, when the only thing in between there is you, that's what this is all about. You do not have the opportunity to call 911. You do not have the opportunity to get some of the most modern tools and utensils and substances and antibiotics and all that stuff. You have what's in your backpack. And that's the kind of class that this is. It's an amazing class. So. All right, let me check the chat room down through here real quick and make sure before we disappear. B2Basic, you know, I wish I could get that class up there. It would be pretty tough. I don't know if I could get the guy that teaches that class. You know, I go in there with him and do that stuff, but I don't actually teach it. In order to get him up there, it would take, you know, we'd have to get quite a few people signed up for that way in advance. And I don't know if we'd be able to do that or not. But, you know, I need to find out. I'm looking at, we're in the middle of April now. We're just 2 months away from the Personal Defense Handgun 3 class that's coming up there. And I can't wait to do that. We've got... a lot of good people that's going to be in that class. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And, of course, the Arms Expo the weekend before that, which will also be a heck of a lot of fun. So that's what we got planned for right now. We've got some other stuff coming up in May. We're trying to get our schedule up here for the May class and figure out how's the best way to do it. B2Basic, we're getting closer. It depends on, you know, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got about 5 or 6 people that have told me they're going to take the class, and we'll have to wait and see, you know, when it gets a little closer. I know it's still 2 months out, so I'm not panicking. We don't have any problem with that yet. But we just, you know, we're going to find out if those 5 or 6 people actually get in and get signed up, then we'll be in pretty good shape for that. So anyway, still got lots of time. I'm not concerned about it. I think we're doing fine on there. So, all right, I'm going to sneak on out of here, and I still got stuff in the truck to unload, and lots of work to do before I go to bed, so I gotta get that. I'm gonna try to get some of these shows from the last few days put up that I wasn't able to do yet. I keep telling everybody I'm gonna put the one up from day before yesterday and hadn't got around to it yet. I went in and edited it and got most of the sound problems taken care of, so it doesn't sound too bad as far as the skips and stuff in it. So that was a little bit of work. So, okay, that's it. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.